Good morning. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. This is Aaron, and in the studio with me today, I have Carrie Sagel, Jessica Christensen, and Norm Campbell. There's some cool events that are happening at Baranoff Elementary School next week that definitely the whole community has been a part of and should continue to do so. So, all right. So I heard that it was about a year ago or so. It was a little bit ago. There was a crisis with the aquatic members of the Baranoff community.
Well, I want to reel back to 2003 when the saltwater aquarium at Baranoff Elementary was dedicated. I think Troy Tedinko and his family had something to do with that. And then for years, children bonded with those aquatic critters at Baranoff, learning about them. And then let's go ahead to 2018. And the water chiller went out, and the water temperature started to rise.
Oh, no.
And we had to rescue those critters. So the Sitka Sound Science Center was called. They came and retrieved the critters. They're housing them there. And we then at Baranoff began a heroic effort to raise the money to replace the chiller, to bring the fish back. And the whole community came together on this. I have a list here. I'd just like to read some of the people
definitely.
Involved. We had parent volunteers, families, Blatchley students, AmeriCorps volunteers, the Sitka Sound Science Center, the Hames Corporation, private citizens, all joined together to make sure we could purchase that fish tank chiller.
And I imagine that's not a cheap piece of equipment to
get. $2,000.
Oh my goodness.
And I don't know if there are any other expenses with transporting the fish or maintaining the fish, but $2,000 to replace the chiller.
Wow.
And we did it.
That's amazing.
And we, being the community of Sitka, raised that money.
And they're bringing those little fishies back home.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to have a celebration next Tuesday. That's Tuesday evening from 5:45 to 6:45. Now, we're not going to have an hour-long celebration. 15 minutes of rededicating the aquarium, and then there's something that Norm and Jessica are going to talk about, but then there's going to be a free hot dog feed. So bring your family on in for some free hot dogs. There'll be some salad, probably some chips, and maybe some ice cream.
And bringing those little fishies back home. That'll be a fun celebration.
An exciting time for Sitka.
Yeah. So what else is happening? You said that's like 15 minutes of the hour. What else is happening on Tuesday the 15th?
Well, we have a piece of artwork completed by Nancy Ricketts. It's an embroidery project which will be installed in the Commons area. And Nancy was a long-term volunteer at Baranoff School, and this commemorates her interest in the whole idea of education and how important education is to our society. So the project is an embroidery that Nancy did, and it's the images of Aladdin's lamp superimposed over an open book.
Oh, wonderful. So why did she choose the, well, Aladdin's lamp, you can often think of that as a source of knowledge and wonder. But why the book? What was the connection with Nancy and books?
So Nancy has spent 23 years volunteering at Baranoff School. We've had the pleasure of her work and her enthusiasm about reading and the power of reading with our children. And so Nancy would work with different first grade rooms. She would dedicate her time to getting to know the kids of one room for a long time, and would come in 2 to 3 times a week and get to know those kids and connect with the kids, bring in materials that she thought that they would enjoy, work with them on extended projects, and just really empower them as readers.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And as first graders, I remember me trying to read in first grade, and that was a rough business. And to have someone come in and singly sit with you and find out what you're interested in, and to try to make that experience not as scary and even fun, that's remarkable. And you said, Norm, she's been volunteering for 23 years at
23 years.
That is remarkable. So this definitely, there's probably memories with each stitch she made in that embroidery project. That's wonderful. So obviously, folks who should come to this whole evening event because there's fish being returned home, but also over 23 years, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of first graders that Nancy has helped to learn to read. So,
And Nancy's especially interested in those students that she worked with over the years. If they're still in town, she'd love to see you at the ceremony.
Yeah, that would be a wonderful reunion. And Jessica, you brought in some class photos. It's so wonderful that you can see it right along those other smiling faces is Nancy's in there as well. Yeah. That's really wonderful.
I think Nancy is just an advocate of reading and a prime example of the power of the community in advocating for education. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just a strong theme throughout this event is that the school is part of the community and that the community as a whole really embraces the kids of Baranoff School and wants to promote and the fun and the power of education.
That's awesome. Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a really fun evening. So just to reiterate, it's going to be next Tuesday, January 5th.
Tuesday evening.
Okay.
5:45 is when we'll begin the dedication of the art and the fish tank, mm-hmm. and then there will be a hot dog feed. And if I have time, I'd like to mention a couple other fun things that are going to happen.
Yeah, most certainly.
Baranoff's principal, Jill LaCrone, is really excited about two things. We're going to have a fish brigade to return the fish to the tank. And just imagine kindergartners and first graders wearing rain gear, yellow rain gear. And I do want to mention two organizations mm-hmm. that provided this kind of lone rain gear to Baranoff. The Emblem Club and the Sitka Legacy Fund. So we have kids that don't always have their gear with them or don't have great gear. Mm-hmm. So that we have a loaner program and it's yellow rain gear. So they're going to be wearing that. And then they're going to be forming basically a fish brigade, like an old-fashioned bucket brigade. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to use like air quotations. The fish will be returned to the aquarium by that brigade. And then there will be a reveal mm-hmm. of the aquarium. The other fun thing that's going to happen is we're going to take one individual creature from the tank and name the fish contest.
Ooh.
So the parents and families will have an opportunity to suggest some names for an individual creature in the aquarium. So that's a couple of the fun events that will happen that night.
Oh, okay. So they've got some. You've got some time to start brainstorming what kind of name should be bequeathed onto one of these creatures.
Yes,
that'll be wonderful. Yeah, just to mention back with the loaner gear program. Oh my goodness, I didn't grow up in Sitka, but I can't even imagine. Oh my gosh, not having rain gear during recess. Goodness gracious.
So it was pointed out to me that if you pass the playground on a rainy day, you can see the effect of that donation because all the kids wearing this bright yellow gear, mm-hmm. they are being protected by the Emblem Club and the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund.
Yeah, I've definitely walked by in that madhouse up behind Baranoff during, and yeah, rain or shine, those kids are out having fun going crazy. And
they even
wonderful.
Use it when it's not raining because they're little slender, tiny children mm-hmm. with not a lot of body fat, and they get cold on these cold days. So they may have their regular gear, but they'll add on some rain gear to get that extra layer of protection.
Awesome. So symbolic of just the whole community coming together to help out with mm-hmm. education, and help out with fish, help out with anything this community needs, and it'll be great to have that whole community back together, aquatic and otherwise, at Baranoff this next week. So awesome. So that'll be January 15th, 5:45 at Baranoff Elementary. And if people need reminders, it's on our community calendar on our website, kcaw.org. And they can probably contact the school if they want to just get more information about the activities. And if people have questions about Nancy's piece, Norm, they can contact you.
Sure. That'd be great. 747-5941.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Carrie, Jessica, and Norm for coming in today to speak about this really awesome event that's happening next week. It should be a wonderful event in many different forms. So thank you so much for coming
in
this morning.
Thank you.